Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gentlemen, start your engines. Rebecca still got it.
Do I?
Yeah.
This is questionable. You know what?
You like to lead in on that, though?
We'll let the listeners decide if I still got it or not, because I think one part of this story negates the rest of it.
It's 98.7 K-Love. Miles in the morning, so... Rebecca, she gave me a little teaser on this story about how she got hit on recently.
Yeah.
It's the location. That, you know, location is everything. Location, location,
right.
Location.
It is. Okay. It says so much about the
whole incident. Before we get into this, I want to throw this out there because I feel like we need to revamp the hit-on world.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right? Your pickup lines.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, what has worked?
Wait, are you asking, like...
No, not for my own purpose. Okay. I'm just curious, what works these days? Because, like, I remember I had a solid one. I can't even talk about it on the radio. I'll tell you guys...
that risk, hey?
Well,
Jeff.
Nowadays, it would never fly.
No,
I'm just telling
not.
You that right now. But no, it was just... It's just, you know, I'm curious, what's working these days? A PSA for everybody out there. 214-787-1987. If you're a dude...
What's your go-to phrase?
What's your go-to right now?
Yeah.
You know, what's up? All right, so what happened?
So I got hit on at a porta potty.
Oh.
That might have been the highest and lowest moment I think I've ever had in my entire life.
Maybe this person felt like, well, it hasn't worked at the bar.
Or it's right. Now or never.
The grocery store.
Yeah, let me hit on this chick before I go. Potty?
Like, I haven't gotten any matches lately on
Tinder. Or anything, yeah.
Tinder hasn't been working. Yeah.
And I haven't gotten one single person really reach out to me on Bumble. let me go to the bathroom.
It's so weird. Okay, so you guys know I'm living in an apartment right now.
Yes.
Sold our house a few months ago. And
right.
We
got to get you a house.
Hopefully soon. Hopefully soon. But so they've been doing all this construction work. Like, first it was the roof, and now it's all like the rain gutters and stuff. And so there's been a constant crew of like construction people in the parking lot every single day.
Okay.
And they all line up right where I walk the dog, which is it's like this open field or whatever. So I'm walking Mac the other day. And
Mac is your boxer.
Mac is my boxer puppy.
Cutest puppy ever. Mm-hmm. By the way,
cute.
Also... I would say something that is sort of a draw. A draw.
Oh, you think that adds to my level
it
of cuteness
does,
at the porta potty?
Absolutely.
Yay. So I'm walking along, and this guy, he's like, hey, how old are you? And I was like, well, that's a weird question to ask. And I go, knowing that he definitely looks younger than I am. And I'm like, oh, I'm old. And he's like, how old?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm actually 37. I'm about to be 38 or whatever. And he's like, oh, okay. He's like, how old do I look? And I was like, I don't know. This is already awkward, right? Because I know where this is going.
This is a conversation that you have with someone after you've had about four drinks.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And you're hanging out amongst friends.
That's why he's going to the bathroom. Right?
Yes, exactly. And it's 3 hours later. Yeah. You don't lead with this.
Yeah. And like I said, I already know where this is sort of headed.
Right.
And I'm like, so I try to, I'm like lowballing it. I'm like, I don't know, 25?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, he goes, is that too young for you?
Really?
And I was like, well, I'm married, so. Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, this is all at the porta potty. He had the door halfway open.
I was about to say, was he
halfway
like sitting in
open.
There?
One foot like in the door.
What?
He had a foot in the door. He was letting other people's bathroom germs out into the open space.
See, if it hadn't been for that, she probably would have been hey.
I think I might have scared it out of him, though. Because after that, he shut the door and walked away, like, kind of sad. And then yesterday, I saw him by the dumpster, and I was like, I don't want to show my face. It's awkward in the parking lot.
Yes.
I'm sorry, TJ. You're cute, but I'm married, and porta potty pickup is not hot. What goes through somebody's mind?
I wonder
seriously.
If, like, maybe his next time, to make it more discreet, I guess, he does it with the door shut.
Like he's hollering through the vent.
Hey, excuse me. How old do I look?
Well, I can't see you through the porta potty.
Unfortunately, you look like you're green plastic.
Like, really? What did you think was going to happen? That I was going to be like, you know what? Yes. I want to date you, porta potty man.
Maybe
you
join him in there?
This guy's dreams.
Ew. He said join him in there. Never.
Sad thing is, I'm sure it's happened before. Go to YouTube. I'm sure you'll find something.
No. Don't know.
All right. So 214-787-1987. Let's talk about pickup lines for a second. What's working these days, guys? What's happening for you? Or, you know what, ladies? What has worked on you?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right.
I'm going to take notes.
Lucky
single. We need to find him a lady, so these will help him out.
Agreed.
Join me at the porta potty.
I mean, God, when Lucky says it, it is kind of hot.
Do you like green plastic?
Have you had blue liquid today?
You like human waste?
It's Caleb. Good morning. It's Miles in the Morning, 98.7 K-Love. Rebecca got hit on in the porta potty.
Not in it. I wasn't in it. We need to clarify that. I wasn't in it. The dude was halfway in.
You were just nearby.
Yeah, I guess it was just a perfect opportunity timing that our paths crossed near it.
Good morning, K-Love.
Hey, good morning. You might want to tell Rebecca that might have been just a porta potty hookup attempt.
Is that
it's just a
thing?
Porta hook.
I don't know. I'm an old married guy, but you know, it's one of those things where you never can tell with some guys, you know?
No, I'm sorry. Nobody is doing anything in a porta potty together. No one.
Okay, Rebecca, I hate to tell you this. There
that
are probably
sad.
People out there that they've just decided, well, where else are we going to go? Hey, there's a porta potty over there.
Nobody
will suspect that.
No, if you don't have another place to...
Why else would he be walked away and shut the door?
Oh.
You guys have a good morning.
You just ruined my morning.
You okay?
No, I feel dirty. Very, very dirty.
Our good friend Melissa's on the phone.
Oh, good.
Hi, Melissa. Go ahead.
I want to weigh in. First of all, rude that you say you're old at 37, because I'm 38 and about 39. We are in the prime of our lives.
Yes.
You're right, we are.
I should have my own segment on the show. I'm really serious.
I
don't believe that pickup lines work at all. I don't like them. But I used to be on Tinder, and you know what used to drive me crazy?
What?
Was when they would do the copy-paste messages. Like, they would send it to everyone, and you could tell that it was a message that they sent to everyone.
You got an email blast.
What does it say? Hello,
basically,
girl's name.
Insert name of the person you want to talk to.
Insert name of Matt.
I've never done this before. I really don't believe that.
Except for the last 152 times.
That's awesome.
I did once have a guy tell me, I lost my number, can I have yours?
So here's the weird thing is, you know what? There's probably girls out there that are like, let's help you find it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the poor guy's like, this failed miserably.
Ellen DeGeneres does a segment called Tinder Nightmares. And she reads out these messages that girls get on Tinder. And they are really bad.
If
you get a chance to go and look, they are horrifying.
All right. So I want to hear about that. But I also want to hear from people who have actually, it worked.
Yeah.
What was the line that worked? It had to have worked. Otherwise, people wouldn't do this stuff.
Of course, you wouldn't say it if it hadn't worked on somebody once before, right?
This guy that hit on you at the porta potty probably thought, worked before some soul that...
Can we give a shout-out to A1 John, Little John's, by the way? The sponsor of the segment.
Way to go. All right, 214-787-1987. What was the pickup line that worked for you? Or worked on you?
Yeah.
Because this guy, poor guy, poor TJ.
Sorry, TJ.
All right, this is a PSA. Hitting on a woman outside a porta potty, probably a bad idea.
Shocking, right? Shocking.
Can't believe that actually happened to you. That's funny.
So weird.
It's hilarious, kind of. It's Miles in the Morning, 98.7 K-Love. Good morning. So you got a pickup line for us?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Good. So pickup lines. Did it work?
It did.
I love it. Okay.
Yay.
What was it? What happened?
So I was on the dance floor at a bar with some girlfriends, and we were just dancing, and this guy walks up, and he says, I don't know how to dance, but if you'll teach me, I'm willing to learn.
Oh, wow.
And it was good enough to get me to go home with him that night.
Okay. That's a lot of dancing.
We've been married over 11 years now.
Good for you.
That's awesome.
All started on the dance floor.
And he still has lines all the time. He's always using them on me.
That's greatness. I love it.
That's kind of sweet.
Morning.
Hey, morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. Is this a pickup line that works for you or has worked in the past?
26 years ago, my wife and I both happened to work at Parkland. Very long story short, I drew some labs on one of her patients who was a very difficult stick. I handed her the bottle or the tube of blood and told her she could have it if I could have her phone number. And 6 weeks later, we got married.
6 weeks later? That's
you
fast.
You got to save somebody's life. You got to... If you want this vial of blood to save that person's life, I need your number.
Yep. It worked.
And here you are 26 years later. That's amazing.
Awesome. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, man. I wonder how that patient's doing. You think they made it?
They have fingers crossed.
Yeah, exactly. It's 98.7 K-Love.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.